Let's talk about Bernie Sanders and Ralph Nader. I have enormous respect for what both men have been trying to tell us. I also have enormous respect for Nader's willingness to plow his earnings back into the effort to improve many aspects of life, while he, Nader, lived on a shoestring. Then came the 2000 election. Nader argued that there was no difference between the major parties, so it didn't matter which one won that election. On the economic issue, he was close to right, although the 2008 meltdown should have made clear that there are important differences between Republicans and Democrats on handling the economy. On other issues, particularly the environment and the war in Iraq, the parties were far apart. That election made an enormous difference. And it almost killed Nader's movement. It certainly killed his ability to be an effective advocate. The conversation after the 2000 election wasn't about Nader's message. It was about the damage Nader did. Bernie has an important message, which he shares with people like Elizabeth Warren and Ralph Nader, that the American economy is organized to take advantage of the vulnerable and deliver its benefits to those who have much more than they need. But if Hillary wins the Democratic nomination, what happens to Bernie's message will depend on how he treats Hillary. It will be important for his message that he works for her election and that his supporters do. If he and they work for the ticket, then his message has staying power because it becomes a shared message. His people are welcome, and they broaden their own power within the party. But if they sit it out or vote for the other side, their only message is that they aren't important, reliable, or helpful. It will stir resentments that will block their appeal going forward. Nurturing Bernie's message requires looking beyond this election, making friends and alliances for future elections. The way to create a lasting movement is to build on good feelings and organize for challenging down ballot in future federal, state, and local elections, much like what conservatives did to the Republican Party. Winning the top spot is a defective balloon, useless without down ballot organization. Bernie's people have a chance to push the whole party, not just the White House, to the left. That's the big prize. It doesn't mean Bernie lost if he can't catch Hillary. It means he and his supporters can do something much more powerful and sustainable. Sitting back or communicating that it's my way or the highway infuriates the public. Republicans are learning the costs of that strategy, and even if Donnie wins, he may have no coattails or ability to govern. One of the crucial features of a democratic culture is the ability to be a good sport. Moderates usually win in the general election because that's where the public is. So compromise must join principle in a successful strategy. Movements build over time. The best way to limit a movement's prospects is to look like a sore loser. I hope that message gets across to Bernie and his supporters.